The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. On WTBR 89.7 Pittsfield and WSBR 88.1 in Lee. We want to be your neighbor.
Make sure you tie your shoes. Okay, all right.
Or you can get the Velcro ones.
Yeah. I don't know. Those are ugly. My dad had those.
Horrible.
And I was like, can I try these on? He's like, sure. I was like, these are the coolest things ever. I don't have to tie my shoes.
Well, it's that, and some of them are comfortable.
Yeah.
Just comfort.
Yeah, they were good.
Because you get to the age where you can't bend over and tie your shoes anymore because you can't get back up.
Yeah, you're like, and you get up, and you're like, oof, holy moly. High blood pressure? Where'd that come from? And everyone's asking, why is your face red? I'm dying.
All the blood just rushed.
When did two of you get here? I'm going to see if this works. I don't know.
Why are there sparkles everywhere?
Yeah, why is there birds? When was there birds? When did we get birds? What are you talking about?
Do you see that?
I want to see if this works.
Okay.
You are mine now. You belong to me.
It didn't work very well. It's not loud. Let's see.
Is your phone turned up?
I don't think so. Probably not.
That's probably why.
Okay, let's try it again.
I've got news for you. You are mine now. You belong to me.
I just watched that movie like last week. It's Kindergarten Cop.
I had to do it.
Well, I got news for you.
Oh, it's great. It might be a headache. It's not a headache.
A tumor.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. It's just a headache.
It's so funny. I will never forget that.
Oh, it's great.
That part is always like the one that I remember the most. It's not the tumor.
You can do it.
This is great. Got a little soundboard for Arnold there.
Nice.
I'm afraid to hit one and have it swear.
Yeah. No, wait. Like, has he ever really...
Yeah, there's one on here where it says a swear, but...
I'm trying to think, like, what...
Here you go.
Back.
Oh, it didn't work.
Back. Yeah.
What was that?
Do it! Was he trying to say, I'll be back,
yeah,
that one?
Yeah, it didn't come out right.
I'll be back.
There you go.
Hello, cutie pie.
Okay. Arnold's the bomb.
The man. He's the shiznit.
He's the bomb.
He's amazing. He's amazing.
I was watching a documentary about these bodybuilders.
Yep.
Who, it was about them, but the wife ended up like offing the husband.
Yeah.
He was super abusive, but. In any case, they went to and did all like the major, like the Mr. Olympia.
Yeah,
is it a Mr. Olympia?
Yeah,
yeah, like that, like they, like he did that, and then she did the Miss Olympia.
Yep.
Didn't place.
I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, didn't place, but like she did a lot of stuff, and then but one of the things that was actually really funny was she did these videos where she'd wrestle with people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they would pay her to come wrestle with them.
No.
And it wasn't like anything like that.
No, yeah.
It
was, no,
like,
she was huge.
But, yeah.
She was a monster. I was like, nah, you ain't wrestling with me. You kill me.
Yeah. But it was like people do it for fun.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, they like to try and see if they can get out of it or whatever. And I didn't know that existed. there's somebody that I know personally that talked about it. It was like, I really like to get out of things, like, just see if I can do it. And I'm like, I had never heard anything about it. And then after that person told me that, I saw this documentary and I was like, no way, it's a thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's pretty cool. Like,
I mean, I saw the documentary a while ago and I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, I forget wow. the name of it, but she was in the army or something.
Yeah, she was in the army. Wasn't he too?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, they both, I think.
He was humongous.
Yeah, he was huge.
He was a monster. Like,
he was huge.
He could be a monster truck. He doesn't need wheels.
Yeah.
I smash cars.
I pick things up. I put them down.
Somebody yelled at me yesterday. I was wearing my hat.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I hear this dude in his truck, drive by, and he goes, "Trump sucks." And I was like,
"Oh, because what? Your hat is
yeah,
red.
But you can't
it's a baseball.
See this?
It's a baseball
and you
hat,
can't
yeah.
see this? You drove from this direction."
Did you respond?
I went, "Yeah, you're right." He just kept like looking at me for a second, and he got back in there. Like he had his whole head stuck out the window like this, and he goes, I'm like, "Who looks stupid now, man?" Like, come on.
Well, you know.
I'm like, okay, well.
Everybody has their opinions, right?
I don't know what St. Louis has to do with Trump, but sure. Okay.
Well, hey.
Maybe he's loved there. I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, he's adorable. Love his hair. Just love it. I'm going to get hair like that.
You know, with this Sharpie that I created.
I created these Sharpies.
Yeah, I can't do his voice. I can't.
You know.
That. You know. He always does this.
Hey.
Imagine if Christopher Walken just did that. Hey, you know. It's been stupid. Like, dude, what are you doing? You're going to poke someone's eye out. I don't know.
You're going to poke somebody's eye out with that.
You're going to stop it. You're going to hurt somebody. What do we got on here? Oh, see,
you got.
I almost hit it too.
Ooh, don't hit it.
Almost did it. Almost did it. Ow! Oh, there it is. There it is. Here you go. You ready?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Tumor.
Let's see.
At all.
It's not a tumor at all. Shut your mouth and you eat your lunch.
The poor kid. Maybe it's a tumor.
It's not a tumor.
That kid was so, like, dark. It was great. It was like everything was about death.
Yep. Vista, baby. Why is it so cool?
Hasta la vista.
Hasta la vista.
Baby.
That's so funny. It's not a tumor.
It's tumor.
You can do it.
Wait.
You know, like, the ooh has got to be like...
Knock, knock.
The ooh has got to be like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Tumor.
It's not a tumor.
Oh, man.
I have a tumor.
Anyway, I don't.
That's that one song that I played, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I can't, every time I hear, like, some of his catchphrases, I still can't stop thinking about that song.
I was dying, dude. I had like, tears. I was crying.
It was the best.
It was amazing.
Ow. It's so far back into our messages, too, so, like, but it is.
It's funny.
It is one of the best songs.
I love that song. I laughed so hard. I almost died.
I know. Give myself a stroke.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. You know, when I start turning purple.
Are you okay?
Might not be a good thing.
You look bad. No, I'm good.
Do you have air? Because your lips are turning blue. Can you breathe?
You look like Papa Smurf right now. Well, your face is red. You don't even need the hat.
Oh, man.
Oh.
I'm going to see if I can find it. It was probably way back.
La, yeah, la, that la. Was a long time ago.
Yeah. Because la, 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 it's been a while.
Ding, 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 ding. I heard a cool song today, and I'm not into like the jazz. Well, it wasn't jazz. It was more like a 50s song.
Yep.
Dude, it was so,
so like,
fun.
Doo-wop?
I was sitting there with the dogs, and I was going... Momo's looking at me like, "You all right?"
Like, yeah, that music is always pretty much upbeat.
That stuff, that kind of makes you awesome. Wanna,
you
I
know,
liked it.
Even like some of the sadder songs, they were always upbeat.
Like I like that, like the Funkadelic stuff, like the George Clinton and the I can't remember their name, George Clinton and something. But there was a song I heard called like "Deep in the Flow." It was pretty cool. I was like, dude, what is wrong with me? What music am I listening to?
When you get older, you just kind of start appreciating everything.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, there are some things, obviously, that, like, you're not going to like.
I mean, it's crazy. Because like I said, I was saying this a million times. Like, my dad passes away, and now all of a sudden I like country. What happened?
I know. I remember how much you hated it.
What is going on?
I didn't like it either when I was younger.
Stop it, Dad. You're stupid.
I was like, I'll never listen to that.
Stupid. I wouldn't listen to country music. Country music's for babies.
And then I dated somebody who was like all into country music, and then I started listening to it, and I was like, oh, this isn't as bad as I thought it was.
No, it's not.
I just never gave it. I never gave it a chance.
I think it's pretty cool. Sorry.
Holy cow.
It's funny because everyone's probably like watching us on TV going, why are they on their phones?
No, I'm looking for that. I'm definitely looking for that song because.
Oh, man.
I can't stop. Every time. And like I said, I just watched Kindergarten Cop like last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So whenever I see him or, you know, hear any of his catchphrases, it always makes me think of that song now. And I know that we have some people listening that maybe didn't hear it. Or maybe people that are listening that did hear it, and they're like, yes, play it again.
You know who Grace VanderWaal is? The girl that won on America's Got Talent. She's a little girl with a ukulele.
No. Oh, maybe.
Yeah. I heard a song called Sunflower Dreams, and I was like, oh, my God, it sounds like Grace VanderWaal.
Was it her?
No. Oh. It was somebody else. It was cool. My wife's like, I like this song. It's really cool. I was like, it's so adorable.
I think it's so cute when kids go on there and they make it so far or win.
I got Bluetooth. I'm going to play a little bit of it. So until you find that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Don't argue with me.
I love watching those shows. I don't know. It's they're just good.
I mean, I'm going to talk during it. It doesn't matter. People are probably like, I want to hear it.
Aw, it's cute.
I feel so stupid doing that. It's got a good beat. I just want to get to the chorus and then I'll stop it.
Aw.
See, that's what my wife does. It's so funny because we'll be watching a movie and someone will kiss and she'll go,
that's cute.
All right, I want to hear the chorus. Don't worry, people. You can hear it if you like it. I don't know her name, but sure. Hang on a second. Here it comes. Sunflower
dreams. Here it comes. It gets real big.
Wait, wait. What was that movie? Oh, it was Blast from the Past. He was like,
yeah, I just watched that.
It's right here.
Yeah, and this is where it gets real big.
Yep. And she's like, oh my, she's like, why are you driving? He goes, why are you driving so fast? She goes, oh, Perry Como just gets me all excited.
I go crazy for Perry Como.
Oh, man.
She was good in that.
That was funny.
Alicia Silverstone.
She was so good in that movie.
It was funny. That was funny.
Here's this thing. Like, everybody was like, oh, I have a crush on Alicia. I never had, a movie crush on Alicia Silverstone. Ever.
Oh, she was just so, so pretty.
She was pretty, but just I never had, like a crush on her. I never was like, oh, my God, she's so hot. I just want to put her a poster on my wall. You know, just not what I did. I didn't do any of that.
I never put posters of like, movie people. It was always bands.
Yeah, bands, that's all I ever did, like Slayer.
My room was filled, the whole wall was filled with band posters.
I had the four walls I had, all full posters.
Yeah, I think it was our generation, like everybody did that. I had my high school girlfriend used to have in her room a few pictures, but everybody wrote on the wall.
Yeah.
Like everybody signed their names or they wrote like little things or little blurbs and like little paragraphs or a little sentence. And it's kind of cool, like that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You can always paint it. You know what I mean? Eventually, you can always paint it. But, like, you can go back and look at these memories.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty cool. I liked that idea.
Like, I remember when I was in printing class, and I would print banners of the names of bands that I liked. And my teacher would get so angry because I would use so much ink.
You know that stuff's expensive.
Oh, yeah. She was like, what are you printing? I was like, a band name. She's like, how long is it? I was like, the name of the band is Rigor Mortis. She was like, like she would just look at me and go, whatever, Chuck, and just walk away. And then it would be done, and I'd rip it off, and I'd fold it up, put it in my book, and then I'd look for another one. I'm like, ooh, Metallica. Ooh, Slayer. And she's like, do the Slayer one. It's shorter. I was like, okay. What'd I do? The Metallica one. I didn't care. I ain't paying for it. Doesn't matter to me.
Of course.
I don't care, so whatever.
I think I'm coming to the videos.
You're getting close.
Getting closer. I found a couple, but they're not the ones I was looking at.
You're like, it's not it.
Nope.
I don't want
But it's
that
from the
one.
Same guy, so I know I'm getting close. Where the heck did it go?
It vanished.
Oh, Billy.
I do that to my wife every time she's in her office. I literally lift up my shirt and go, oh, Billy. And she's like... I hate you.
That's so funny.
Thank you. It's so bad. Oh, my God. This is fun.
This can't be that far back.
I don't know, man.
I swear. I'm back in September.
Dang. No, there's no way it was that far back.
No, and I passed a few that guy was doing.
That had to be, like, close to, like, almost Christmas, like November at least.
In November, I passed a couple of them that were in here then. And I'm like, okay, wait, it's way too far back. There's no way. So I'm like, well, where did those ones go? Because I know they didn't just disappear.
Yeah, where are they?
I'll find them.
I will find you.
So back in November.
Yeah, because they were funny. I was trying to get that guy on the show. Like, I was trying to get him to come on the show and just, like, do a Zoom.
Yeah.
It would have been a blast. It watch him play the drums with a funny song. I'd be like, yeah, you can't play any of that swear, dude. just be mindful.
And yeah. Where is it?
I'm going to play a country song while you get fine. I'm going to do it.
See, I found Seth Drums. It's in November. It was the Master of Puppets with the fart pedal. And I know...
Oh, yeah, that was great.
But I can't find any of the other ones.
That sucks.
I'll go to his page. Let me see if I can...
Here we go. Start tapping when they open that door. Fans tuned up, the crowd's feeling right. It's a small town stomp under neon lights. The two-step boogie. Spin your partner around. All right, I just had to do it. Sorry.
when I was in grade school, one of the things that was mandatory in gym class was square dancing.
Oh, Lord in heaven.
I was like, why are we doing this?
What is this?
I hated it.
How is that exercise?
It is.
It is. Moving. Yeah, it is, I guess.
But it was like, why are you having us do this? We're kids and we want to play sports and stuff and we want to do fun gym stuff.
Yeah, I remember.
Like, why are we doing square dancing?
I remember we
Grab
did.
Your partner. Don't
I remember
you
we
don't.
Did stoot. I remember we did two-stepping.
Yeah.
Like the boot step. Like, well, I was like, why? I don't even wear boots. It's not even my thing. And they're like, okay, everyone's got to take off their shoes so we can do the dance. And I'm like, I didn't even know what they were doing. I was like, dance? Why are we dancing? And then we start dancing, and I was like, oh, heck no. I'm not doing this. Because I wasn't into country music, so I didn't want to even do it. She's like, Chuck, you have to do this. And I'm like, no, actually, I don't. There's nowhere in the paperwork that states I have to do two-step dancing. Okay? Sorry. I'm not doing the honky-tonk. I'm not into it.
I'm getting closer. I've got his page.
He's amazing.
I'm looking through the videos now, and I think I'm getting closer to when... Because he posted a whole bunch of new stuff.
I know he did one... Wow, what was it? Purple Rain.
Mm-hmm.
Sang in... what was it?
80s, yeah, definitely
80s synth pop. It was so funny, dude. It was so bad, but it was so funny. He was laughing so hard trying to play the drums. It was so bad. It was like, purple rain. I was like, what the heck? And he's just laughing.
Synth is
it's like, so bad.
The synth.
synth.
Like, it didn't last. It wasn't a very...
It was like when
like
the,
that didn't last long.
It was more like... it was like the the flock of seagulls. You know, those guys. I just...
Here it is. I'm finding it.
You found it?
Well, I'm finding it. I've got one, but that's not the one I'm looking for.
Yeah, that was terrible music.
Yeah, it was.
Terrible.
I mean, it was a good... Like, at the time, it was like the technology was coming to that, but it didn't last for long. It wasn't...
No, people exactly. just didn't, people weren't into it. I mean, some of the people were into it, like they do their hair like the guy from the, Flock of Seagulls. Like, I didn't understand that at all. I was like your hair, it's really cool. All right. You look like Ace Ventura. But anyways, when he was in part two. No, messing with the dude. Anyways, his hair's like...
The Ace Ventura movies are great. That's some good old comedy.
I can't not watch the first Ace Ventura and not recite the entire movie. I can't. Like, there's not one. My wife's like, I want to watch this movie with you, and I guarantee you can't not recite it. I was like, bet you I can. She's like, bet you can't. I was like, all right. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I'm getting so annoyed because I want to do it. And then the part comes up where... The one we did for TikTok, and he's like, Ventura. And I was like, yes, Satan. She was like, I knew it. I was like, and she goes,
sorry, I thought you were someone else.
Sorry, I thought you were someone else. Enough of the wisecracks. <I know. laughs>
That is like one of the great, like, it's a great scene.
Mr. Shickadance, I told you.
Shickadance.
I'm in a very big case right now.
What Check a funny out. Name to have, like, made up for Mr. Shickadance.
Shickadance. That should be, like, one of our Nikon news guys' names.
Shickadance, yeah.
Let's go to David Shickadance for sports.
Let's go to Tom Shickadance.
Tom Shickadance for sports.
Sports.
Shane Shickadance.
That would be great.
For Sherry Shickadance.
That would be funny.
Oh, that'd be great. Like, let's go to Shane Shickadance for sports. What's going on in sports today, Shane?
Hi, my name is Shane Shickadance.
Hi, my name is Shane Shickadance.
I'm in sports
in basketball today.
Oh, that'd be so funny.
Sound like an alcoholic Casey Kasem.
Basketball.
Well, what happens to say in sports? The Dodgers beat the Red Sox.
The Chicago Bulls defeated the Boston Red Sox. 82-3.
That makes me think this is on the Appalachian Trail.
Oh, man.
It's a possibility the trees got in the way. We're not really sure.
And last night in golf.
NASCAR racing. Dick Trickle.
NASCAR racing.
Dick Trickle got a goal.
He got scored a goal.
He did a really good job kicking the basketball. All right, back to you guys. This is sports. Wait, was I supposed to do another
this
one?
This is sports with Shane.
Chicken dance.
How do you say my name?
Oh, that'd be great watching be hammered.
Hi, welcome to the Sports Network. I'm Gary Gumgeimer, and I'm here to tell you about sports.
You listen to me flapping my gums.
Okay. I was watching like a podcast, right? Like, I always look at things, and I was looking at this podcast. It was a sports podcast. This kid had the highest-pitched voice I've ever heard in my life doing sports, and I was laughing so loud. He was like,
Hi, this is Spork. I'm here to tell you.
I was like, and I just lost it.
And he's like, and they won 14-3.
I was like, you got it?
No. Why? That's your phone, I think, is ringing or something.
My phone's ringing. Oh, it's ringing. Can't ring it. No. No, can't answer.
Can't ring the phone,
can't
people.
Answer. Can't answer. I'm live on the air. I should have answered it when they were live on the air. That would have been funny.
Oh, my goodness.
My daughter would have been like, no.
Was it her?
Yeah.
That would have been funny. Be like,
oh, that would have been great.
Hi, you're live on the air.
Hi, you're live with Chuck and Billy's Mother.
I wonder if they can hear you.
Who?
Like, if somebody calls you. You know,
they'll
on
be
the
through
phone,
Bluetooth.
Like, yeah, but yeah. I wonder if they can hear you.
Maybe.
Probably. Maybe.
That's a good idea.
That's a good question. Just going to have to, like, prank somebody and find out.
That's a good idea.
That would be funny, pranking people that we know.
Yes.
Like, hi, thank you. You have just won $13,000 live.
You just won 13,000 chips.
You have won the big, big prize. What is it? Oh, my God, what is it? You won 10,000 eggs.
You hear him scream before you say eggs?
Yeah. 10,000? Yeah, eggs, what?
Yeah.
You won 10,000 boxes of Oreos.
What am I going to do with 10,000 boxes of Oreos?
Well, I'm going to eat them all with milk. Good boy.
You can do whatever you want with them. You want them.
You
want
to sell them, go ahead. I mean, I'm probably illegal, but sure.
Yeah. One at a time. Sell one at a time for a dollar.
Here you go. Here's one cookie.
Here's an Oreo
like,
for a dollar.
Open like a lemonade stand and you're selling Oreos?
Yeah.
And then a guy grabs it for you and he's like, and you're like, no, I don't know where your hands have been. Hang on. There you go.
There's only the two that I've seen so far in history. Oh, wait. Nope, three. That's not it.
Oh wait. Oh
yeah. Well, let me see. I might have overlooked.
That's funny.
But it's not the one I was thinking of. Darn it.
Thank you for listening so to this.
Oh, here it is.
Got it.
Yeah, I got it.
Ooh.
Let me see if I can.
VeggieTales. Where is
not that? Excuse me, but I didn't press.
Excuse
that.
Me,
okay.
Sir. That's disrespectful.
Arnold Schwarzenegger sings "Party in the USA."
This was like my favorite one.
You
gotta dance.
Oh my God.
That's the one I always think of.
That's the best. That is the best one. Ow, ow, ow.
I know.
Ow.
Yeah, I knew it was in there. I'm like, I gotta find it. I have to find it.
That was the best.
It is. It's any of them that he does really is funny.
They're so funny.
Like, I'm going to send you this one. That way you can play it over Bluetooth because it sounds better.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But. Hold on.
Ow, 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 ow. Get in the chopper.
Get in the chopper.
Get in the chopper.
Here it comes. It's on its way to you.
Yay.
Man, but that's. I sent you the.
Oh, my eyeballs.
A different one.
Oh, God.
Yeah. You can play. And then I'll send you the other one, too, that's in here. Wait, there's a couple.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Anything that they do with Arnold Schwarzenegger is great.
Oh man!
So we're gonna have to flip to a PSA in just a few seconds here.
Just a moment here.
But when we come back, we're definitely gonna have some Arnold for you.
We'll have some Arnold. We always have Arnold.
Of course,
is the man.
We definitely will.
He's a good guy.
So we'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Actually, thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
We'll be right back after this commercial break.
The BRTA offers training to any person or group new to using the bus system or the process. We have a certified travel trainer that will make the process easier. Our travel trainer will ride the bus with you until you are more comfortable with how everything works. They can teach you about fares, how to read the schedules, how to get on or off the bus, and pedestrian safety. If you are interested in this service, please email traveltraining@berkshirerta.com.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Yay! Oh, wow, that was weird. It sounded like demonic. I was like, yay! Anyway, yay.
So we were talking about synthwave, right? They did, like, Ozzy.
Yeah.
They did that. Ozzy Osbourne, My Mom Coming Home in Synthwave.
Oh, God.
Like, what?
No. I can't.
Phil Collins in the air tonight if it was blues rock.
Oh, I love it.
Aerosmith's Dream On, but it's dark country.
Oh, no. Oh, God.
These are great.
Where did
I haven't
go?
Seen any of them yet, these newer ones. But they are fun. Where do I go?
Oh, that's funny. I'm going to hang out with you.
Right now in the, yeah.
I'm going to go. I like the part where he goes into the place where he makes all the people leave from the party. He's like, I'm the body pooper.
I know.
And he sits on the couch.
That was in Kindergarten Cop,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, he sits on the couch and he goes, I'm going to be with you weekend holidays.
Every night.
Every day, weekend holidays. Don't touch my car.
We're going to be best friends.
All good, man. We got you. Yo, I mean, I'd have missed
I'm
that
the body
dude.
Pooper.
I'm the body pooper.
You have people. Been erased. Remember You've that? Remember Eraser?
Oh, my God, Eraser. I haven't seen that in a long time.
I know. It's been forever.
That's one of the best. That's one of the... it's not the best. It's one of the good ones.
It's a good one, but it's not like, too well popular.
No, it's not that
Out
popular.
Of his stuff.
No.
Total Recall was, like, his popular for
That was
his
good.
Stuff.
That was a good one.
And obviously Terminator.
From all that laughing, man. Whew.
I know.
Tumor.
It's not a tumor. Not a tumor. At all.
It's not a tumor at all.
He's funny.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
There's a bunch of people out there.
What are they doing?
I don't know. They just came in the door.
Backstreet Boys.
Oh, good God.
I want it that way. If it was 80s soft rock, dude. I'm going to say you need to play this.
Send it.
Hold on. I'm sending it to you. I sent you the other ones. I'm going to send this to you.
You're saying through Messenger?
I'm gonna, yeah.
Okay.
That's where I sent the others. That's definitely. It. That's you need to definitely play this. Because I don't know what it sounds like, and I'm sure it's amazing.
It probably
I think
is,
we're
dude.
Gonna I think it's gonna be pretty funny.
You didn't send it yet, right?
It should be on its way. I did send it.
Oh. So how many did you send me? 1, 2, 3, 4. Is it 4?
Hold on. Yeah.
So that's probably the one?
All of them are, you can play all of them. The other one, I didn't send you. The one I already played.
The Backstreet Boys one?
Yeah, I just sent that one, so that's the very last one.
Oh, this is going to be great.
Tell me why.
It actually doesn't sound too bad.
Kind of sounds the same.
I know, but I like the drum beats with it. It sounds better.
Yo, I love the bass.
No, I don't.
There it is. There's the 80s.
It's so cute.
I
Yeah.
I feel like getting up and just doing a like.
Yeah.
Like do that slide in.
Yeah.
Like.
Is this like supposed to be like a mix between like a hair band and synth?
Dude, I'm going to do that now. No, I have to. I'm going to get the song and do it like 80s hair metal. It's going to be so awesome. The only thing I have to do is I might have to change like two words and that's it. And then it'll let me do it.
Yeah, it just kind of has that. It's definitely not soft rock though.
No. It's so cute. I love his facial expression. That's awesome.
Want to publish a book?
No,
but
I don't
know where.
Shut up. Anyways.
No, I don't want to.
I don't want to. I already did. Anyways. 3, actually. I got 3 now. I took the other ones off because they were all messed up. They messed it up bad. Like the one I got, the proofread one, the one for the Souls of Chaos one, the biker one.
Yeah.
I don't know what they were doing, but the letters are like this big, dude. They're huge.
Well, I mean,
I am blind, but I'm not that blind. It's like I can even read the Chuck and Billy's one. So if anybody wants to buy Chuck and Billy's book, it's on Amazon. Just look up my name. Well, I can't tell you my name. I'm not allowed to. I can, but I don't want to.
Anyway. I don't want to.
Just look for Chuck and Billy's Big Time Adventure on Amazon. And you can.
It's really hard to find, though, dude.
No, I found it with no problem.
I didn't have an easy time finding it. I had to go to you. I had to like go to your profile. I had to have Trent send me the link.
Well, there are links on our page, right?
Yeah. On the Facebook page.
Yeah, just look on our Facebook page.
But you can try to search it. It is Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea, or it's Chuck and Billy's Big Time Adventure.
Yeah, just put it in capitals because that's what I did, and it popped right up, showed right up. I think that's what it was because I was putting it in small letters, and it just was like no. I was like, ooh, okay, not all capital. Not every letter has to be capital. That's not what I'm saying. The beginning of the words have to be capital.
Yeah, like you're actually writing the title.
Yes, like it looks really pretty. Anyway, yeah. So,
hey, there's some offensive stuff in there, but so if you get easily offended, I don't know if you're gonna like it. But
yeah, it's not for kids. Just because the cover looks like for kids, it's not for kids.
It's definitely not for kids.
No, definitely.
Yeah, so there are some offensive things in there, but at the same time, it's a really funny story. I was just talking about it to somebody in East Hampton the other day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's actually a movie producer.
Oh, imagine.
Yeah. Because awesome. I started talking about it, and I was telling him about all the characters that we made up for Louisiana. Yeah. I can't say the name, but like it's blank. Knuckle, Louisiana.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's like Knuckles from Sonic.
Yeah. So I was telling him all about that, and I was telling him about all these different characters. Like, you know, it'd be a really funny show, he said, like a TV show or something. I was like, well, that's funny you say that because we wanted to make a movie. And then I explained the thing to him. And I gave him the plot and the story. And he was like, dude, that sounds really good. It's really funny.
Dude, imagine if he was like, I want to make you guys a movie. I'd be like.
Oh, he's an independent filmmaker, and he's made a ton of movies
nice.
Already. So there might be a couple of them on Tubi.
Okay.
So, like, I could give you the list of movies he made. Yeah, actually, you will probably like his movies.
Yeah, I'd probably like them.
Yeah. but there's some, it's just like low budget horror.
I don't care.
Yeah, no, I know that's what I mean. Anything, you're probably going to love it. But they're still really good. Yeah. They were still really good movies. He's doing a new one, which is like a very simple. Did you ever watch Host, where they did? It's about the Zoom seance.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
It's got kind of a similar pretense to that. Like, it's not a Zoom seance, but it's a story. It's a movie about being on the Zoom. So it's particularly easy to make. And not as expensive as his other movies were to make. So I'm kind of curious to see how it turns out.
Well, I mean, I got the two horror books that I like. I got the one called What Lies Beyond the Trees.
Yeah.
That one's about these eight TikTokers that are like going to abandoned homes and they check things out. You know, they're not rude. They don't just destroy it or anything like that.
You know, that influencer, the one that is always like sleepwalking her.
Yes, she's fine.
And then the Chris, is it Christine or is it the blonde one that does all the like different characters and their friends?
Mm-hmm.
Well, her, them two, and another dude did like a haunted house.
Oh God!
Like it's a like a found footage type of deal.
Yeah,
that's like what you were just saying.
Yeah, but this
like,
isn't found footage, thank God.
No, they went, but they went to a haunted house with their video cameras, like they were investigating it as investigators.
Yeah,
and it was actually really good. I watched it. I wish I could remember. I can't remember the title of it, but it's actually really good.
They go in abandoned homes. They respect the home itself. They don't destroy it like other people have and stuff like that. And they leave, and then three of the people from the group are walking to the store to get something. And they walk by this old gas station. They see a dirt road, but they see a fence in front of it and bushes and all that stuff. And they're like, "What the heck?" And they just kind of look. And then one of the girls opens the bushes, and she's like looking at the top. She's a big, huge house at the top of the hill. She can't really see it, but
right.
There's trees everywhere. And then they were like, "Yo, let's investigate this. I don't even know what that is." So they all jump the fence. They go through the dirt road and they're walking down it, and they find this huge old Victorian mansion.
Mm-hmm.
It's all boarded up and everything like that. So they called the guys. They're like, "Yo, we got to investigate. Just come on, come on, come on." So they got all excited, brought the van. They all jumped over the fence, went up to the house. They got super excited. But what they don't know is there was a serial killer active in 1985. His name was Bray Dunn, and that's where he dumped his dead bodies.
Oh.
And now it's completely haunted with all the souls and ghosts.
Lo and behold.
Yeah.
Our characters meet up.
Yep.
With the souls of the dead.
Of the dead. Excuse me. And then the other one I did is Dark Whispers. Well, Dark Whisper, I think. I don't know if I put an S. But anyway. It's where a woman's daughter was coming back from college, and she's killed in a car accident. She's still waiting for her, looking out the window, and then the cops show up at her house, and she like was like, "What's going on?" And she's like, "Are you the daughter? Are you mother of so and so?" And she's like, "Yeah." She goes, "Well, she was killed in a car accident today, and she just lost it." So she was very distraught for about 4 years, and then all of a sudden she starts hearing these whispers in her ear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's her actual daughter's voice, and she's like, "Oh my God!" But then it just starts gradually getting aggressive, and then it starts getting disrespectful and rude, and then it starts to get physical, like to the point where it wasn't doing that for the while that it was doing it. But
was a demon.
Yeah, but the first part it was very nice, and you know, "Hey, I can help you, Mom. I wake up, Mom. Hey, Mom," just talking to her.
Right. That's how they get they gain your trust.
And then she started hating people that would come over, and it was the voice was just being ruder and ruder.
So it was a narcissist.
Basically. Yeah. Like some people. We won't mention names. Anyway.
Lots of people.
Yeah. I really know a few. So it started getting disrespectful and rude. And she's like, "Why are you talking to me like that?" And then it would go, "Oh, I'm sorry, Mom. I apologize." But then she moves out. The voice doesn't follow her. She just moves out. And then the new person moves in. So every time somebody died in a family, that voice comes back. So that's what the house is. So so like if a mother or a father
died. It's a soul snatcher.
Yeah. It's pretty cool, man. I read some of it. I was like, "Oh, this is good."
I like it.
Because I had to proofread it before Amazon screws it up. But anyways.
Well, yeah, of course. You should proofread everything.
I proofread all of mine, thank God.
Except
for Creed. I didn't recruit Creed. I was just too excited. I was like, "Yay!" Was there three pages?
It's very thin, but hey.
Hey, I didn't read it. I was like, so I'm going to actually redo that because I have a better story than what they put in there.
That they edited?
They fixed it. I don't know why they made the killer and one of the people were like, "Oh, we love you," and like holding his hand and
it into like a love story.
What the heck are
you
doing?
Weird.
I actually wrote a love story.
Ooh,
it's called Space Between.
Ooh,
it's actually good.
Spaces Between.
What I was writing, what I read, I was like, "My God, this is sad. Why am I writing this?" But it's about this these guys that these boy and girl met when they were younger, and then they gradually grew up and everything. They finally went out in high school, went to the same college, stayed together, finally went out, finally got together, got a house together, but she wanted to pursue her dream job, mm-hmm. and he always kept her down. Not like he wasn't rude or anything. He didn't like beat her or nothing
kinda
like
held,
that.
Kind of held. She felt held back. Like, yeah. Not and because he was doing it.
There was one day where she packed her stuff and he came home and she was holding a suitcase when he came in the door. And he's like, "What are you doing?" She's like, "I'm going to pursue my dream. I've told you this. If you want to come with me, please." He's like, "I'm not moving to New York." She's like, "Okay, I love you. I'm leaving. Goodbye." So she leaves. They didn't see each other for 10 years. And she has to come back to where she used to live because her grandmother was sick. And then her grandmother passes away, and he's like friends of the family because they've known him for a long time.
Oh, sure.
And he came to the funeral, and he sees her, and he's like, "Oh, I haven't seen you in 10 years. She's like, "Yeah, it's been weird." But after a while, they get back together. But, you know, of course, that's the way it works. But anyway.
Star-crossed lovers.
That's so cute. I thought it was cool. But.
It is cool. Yeah, if you want to check out any of those movies, even you, Chuck, just head over to MadZProductions.com.
Mad Z.
Yeah, yes. MadZProductions.com. He's got a whole list of movies, and I'm not sure if all of them are available in streaming, but I know that a few are.
Hmm. Have to check it out.
Yeah, and they've all gone to film festivals, so they have been circulated.
Oh,
yep.
Nice.
Yep. So maybe, it's pretty cool. He's a cool dude.
Maybe he'll make Chuck and Billy's Big Time Adventure.
Yeah, you never know.
He'll hire Matt Damon and Matt Damon and Ben Affleck for us. That would be so funny, though.
Yeah, but we have to make them look like us, you know?
That's fine.
Like, so I guess.
Yeah, Matt Damon would probably be me.
No, he's shorter.
Matt Damon's shorter? I thought he was taller than
Ben Affleck. Yeah, Ben Affleck's huge.
Oh, yeah, well,
he's like 6 foot two.
Oh, that's weird. That wouldn't work.
Matt Damon, yeah. Matt Damon is probably, what, 5'9"?
I don't know. That's funny, though. It'd be perfect. I think it would be perfect.
We're just being it ourselves.
Yeah, we've got to make the beard just right, guys. We've got to wear the hoodie and
we'll just be in it ourselves. We got to find the other people, though.
Oh, yeah, that'd be funny.
Chantel.
We got to find Swigs.
Yeah.
Would you have to go on every biker bar and be like, "Excuse me, ma'am." "No, get out of here." "Okay, thanks." Yeah, we
can find. You can find something. You don't even have to go to a biker bar.
No, I know. I was just joking.
But
funny.
That would be funny.
Hi, we're making a movie. And okay, thanks. Have a good day.
Hey, we're looking for. What do you want?
Yeah.
What do you need, young fella?
Ooh, you're perfect.
Yeah.
I used to be your man.
Jesus, come on.
Yeah, but you know what, though? If there's like scenes where she's actually riding on the bike, we do have to find somebody that has a bike and that can ride it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, we would have to find it. We just put it out there.
Yeah.
We're like, we need somebody to be able to do this, and this is what they need to look like, and this is how they need to be. And
yeah, so
can you act?
Yeah, so go buy Chuck and Billy's Big Time Adventure if you want to be any of these people in there. And we got to find Marty and Joey, and I don't know if you guys want to play that.
Yeah, I'm not sure if those are desirable parts to play. But people do it.
People don't care. They'll do it.
People do it.
You got to pass out candy.
Yeah.
You got to find a white van.
Yeah, we got to find one with no windows.
Yeah, no windows. It's got to say candy on
it. Well, free candy.
Free candy, yeah.
In like crayon, but we can do that ourselves. We just have to find a van.
That'd be so
actually, I don't think it needs to actually move.
No, because they don't drive it.
Yeah, so I don't think it needs to actually.
Wait, do they drive? No, they don't drive it. I don't think they drive it enough.
We just need to give the perception that they are or that they do.
Yeah, like so, move it.
Yeah, like
and pretend there's trees.
Yeah, I don't think we even need to actually move anything or like have anything that can drive. It could be a broken down 1988
Econoline
white van with no windows, and we can go over there and just write with like a Sharpie.
Yeah,
free candy.
And you guys got to wear the scariest tracksuits ever.
Like them from the 80s.
And they can't be matching either. I mean, you know, it would be funny.
Or you
if
put
they,
them in Hawaiian shirts.
Or you could put them in like those pants that are like always colored.
Oh, the wind pants?
Yeah.
And wind pants and Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, there you go. Wind pants and Hawaiian shirts. And you got to look like just hair, terrible. You gotta be terrible looking.
Scary.
Yeah, you gotta be very scary.
Hey, I just got a message. Somebody, one of my friends messaged me and said, my neighbor has a broken down white van without windows.
Oh, there
perfect.
You go.
Perfect.
All right.
That's it. That's it. We found the van.
We found the van. All we need is the characters.
Marty and Joey.
Who can play Chantel?
I have so much candy, too. Like, I could totally give you the candy. It's so much from Halloween. I had 3 kids come to my house last year.
That's terrible.
3 kids, and I bought so much candy.
We have to find somebody that can do Chantel.
Yeah, we do.
They got to talk just like I do it.
I bet you we could find somebody.
Like, oh my god, Chantel is so cool. And I like getting free candy from these guys. I mean, Chantel.
But I want her to do that. I mean, if she does the Chantel, like, Chantel loves candy.
Oh my god, it's so funny. Either way, it's funny.
Chantel loves candy, and it's really good. And these guys are so nice. And Chantel loves big Snicker bars.
The way that she talks about herself in the third person, like, at first, it took me a minute to, like, get used to, but it's actually pretty funny.
It is.
Both ways is funny.
Because I didn't want to just type, my name is Chantel. My name is Chantel. Every time. I didn't. I was just like, Chantel. I was like, this is perfect. It's fine. I'm doing it.
It is funny.
It's so funny.
To talk. And when I'm reading the book, I'm actually using the same voice.
Did you finish it?
Like, not yet. No. Okay. I think I might just go home and do it after this. Like, I just might finish it.
I read most of it.
I hope you would read it. You wrote it.
No, I know. I read most of it because I want to make sure it's good because I know they like to screw things up, and I don't want that to happen. Again, I don't want to look at it and be like, what? Dude, I wrote this other one but for men. It's called I'm Fine.
Yeah.
Like, it's literally for men, like men hiding their demons and just putting on a mask and being happy and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, the
and
stigma.
It's deep. It's deep. Like, I was like, man, I guess I know how to write this stuff. This is good. And it took me a while to finish, and I finally finished.
Well, you're a man with feelings, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So.
I think I do. Anyway.
I might have some feelings about
I don't
this.
Really care about you, but sure. Anyways, no. So I did that, and then I read it, and I was like, man, this hits hard, like really hard. Like, nobody really does care about men and their feelings. They just don't. They don't see it. You can't see it. That's the problem.
Right.
Because they always bury it, hide it.
Stigma.
Yeah,
you know,
but like, I mean, there's times where people are just like, you got to. The man's always just going to care for who's his family, people he cares for. That's all he cares about. He doesn't care about himself. And that's basically what it's about. And I was like, this is just, wow. Like, it hits. Like, it hits hard. Like, when you write it, you don't read it. But then when you read it, you're like,
yeah, I know. I know. I do that, too.
Yeah. It's good. I'm going to buy that one so I can read it more. But and then, anyways, when I wrote the book, I started reading. I did the little, you know, you get that little sample read.
Yeah.
Yeah. I read it, and then I look at it, and either Amazon doesn't know how to count, okay, because I'm Fine is 2 words, not 3, okay?
That's
and I'm
weird.
Like, what? Like, Dad, I'm looking at it. I was like, it says, in the beginning, it says, I'm fine. The 2 words that every man says. And I'm like, Dad, but it says the 3 words.
Maybe they thought it was I am fine.
I was like, no, like that. And then I was like, okay, so I had to reformat everything.
Yeah.
And then when I did that, I look at it again, and there's words missing, letters missing. I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but it is tough. But, I mean, I think it's a pretty cool opportunity that Amazon gives people that can't find a publisher or can't find an agent, a literary agent. And to be able to get an editor, you know, so that's a really difficult task to do for writers. It's first finding the inspiration to write an entire book and then finding a literary agent that can find an editor who then will find a publisher and then, you know, get it done.
Yeah.
That's a difficult. It's very
it is,
difficult.
It's brutal.
So the fact that Amazon gives young writers or new writers or old writers
or self-published writers
an opportunity to self-publish and get their stuff out there, it opens up the possibility of being able to find a literary agent and an editor and a publisher. So it's kind of cool that I mean so there's going to be some mistakes, but
no I mean I formatted
but you're right
they, it and I fixed it
you know
so.
It, they're definitely you know as long as you're in there making sure that all these, you know, mistakes are found, you're not publishing it, you know, and
that's
people
buying
and people
didn't even see them.
Yeah, and people buying it and then being like,
Chuck, there's words missing.
Yeah,
what? But I looked at it again and I redid everything and I was like, please work, please work. Yep. So I did it and I was like, oh, thank God.
Yeah,
it's two words this time, but I did the two words, six letters like that, and I was like, I like that. Every word, every time a man says this, every time to hide his feelings, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Yeah. They do. It's the truth. I do it all the time. My wife's like, how are you doing? I'm fine.
I'm fine. I'm good.
But it doesn't mean my feelings are bad, but you can tell. Like, it's so deep, man. I'm telling you.
I mean, the women say the same thing.
Yeah.
They do. I'm fine.
Yeah.
And it either means they're fine or it means they're not. And men are the same way. I'm fine.
It's not really. It's not just for men. I would like to have
no,
women
but
read
it's
too,
so
yeah.
funny how. Yeah. No. Definitely. Yeah. They. I mean, I think it should be geared towards both because that way, you know, men and women get a better understanding. Like men know other men feel that way.
Yeah.
You know, they're not alone. And then women know men have feelings, and this is what happens. Mm-hmm. And then they go, huh. You know, some women do know that men have feelings,
oh, yeah,
and
I'm
they accept it.
None
and
of them
do,
do,
but there are some that don't know.
Don't see it, and they're always like, "Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that?" And they just go,
"Yeah." And you know, you can't write a thing like that until you've lived it. You know, until you've lived your life
exactly.
a little bit, until you've lived a while to know to be a little bit mature. You know, in your emotions. So like you learn this stuff about yourself. And then realize it.
That's the picture.
Yeah, that's...
It's sad. I wasn't even paying attention. It puts him in a red sweater and a hat. And I'm like, wait a minute. That looks like me.
It does.
I was like, no.
Well, I mean, it can be. Like, why not?
But I like the fact that he's holding the mask that's cracked.
The smiley face, yeah.
Because yeah,
and behind it, he's upset.
Yeah. I was like, I got to do this. Because, I mean... Sometimes I feel that way, so I was like, I got to write something like this because I can't just write horror and comedy. And
you can write whatever you want, but it's cool.
No, I know.
You
know, yeah,
like
yeah.
It's cool. You wanted to get that message out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. I even told my I do therapy. Anyways, told my therapist, I was like, it would be a good book to have in therapy sessions. You know, just, hey, read this. Check this out. Chuck.
There's a book called To Be a Man.
Yeah.
And I have it. I read it.
Yeah.
It's not like about... that, but it's about how men put on a facade, have to be feel like they have to be jerks or have to be a certain way when you don't. And
yeah.
It explains in the book how you can still be a man and still be sensitive at the same time.
Yeah.
You know, and gives you like ideas of how to do that. But like, it's a great book. It's along the same lines. Like, you know, you don't have to be this stereotypical dude who
big tough guy.
Yeah, big tough guy. You know, you could be the biggest toughest guy and you're still gonna, you know,
you're still gonna
that,
look
if
like,
that 4 year old little
like
girl
that, yeah.
that four year old little girl hands you a phone, you're gonna a little fake
oh,
phone,
yeah.
you're gonna answer it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And she's gonna say it's grandma and you're gonna go, oh hi grandma. You know, you're gonna be talking on that phone.
Yeah.
If she wants to have a tea party, you're gonna have a tea party with
yeah,
her.
You wanna dress as a princess, you're gonna dress as a princess.
She's gonna put a tutu on you and it's gonna be funny and you're gonna
I
feel
did it
super
with my,
uncomfortable, but
I did it with my daughter. I didn't care. She put makeup on me and everything. I was like, this is
the
horrible.
Pure joy they have doing
I
it
love,
too. Like,
yeah,
it's
I'm
great.
Just like, oh god. She's like, close your eyes. Close your eyes.
And they paint your nails.
Yeah.
The
no.
pure joy.
Yeah, they love it. And it's all goopy.
Yep.
And
it's,
it never
it's like,
dry.
It goes all the way up to like the first knuckle. You're like, oh, that's beautiful.
There we go. That's pretty.
You're like, oh, that's beautiful. You did so good.
Yep. Yep. I loved it. I loved playing with her. She was the best.
I think that's what's so much fun.
Yeah.
With girls.
She was like, you don't have a princess dress, so this isn't going to work. no, I'm good. She's like,
all I have is this towel that looks, that has like Disney on it. Like, that's the best I can do.
That's what I did. She had a Little Mermaid towel. It was a huge one. And I put it around my waist, and she's like, it doesn't look like you're wearing a dress. I was like, hang on. So I pulled my pants up to my knees, and I was like, is that better? She's like, so pretty. I was like, ew, gross.
It's awesome.
You like they my get, hairy legs?
They get so much joy out of it.
Oh, they
and
love
it's,
it.
It's the best thing. It's such a simple thing to do.
They love it. They love
and
it.
It's funny.
Kids love it. Some dads just don't want to. I don't want to do that. I'm gonna play on my phone for 4 hours.
Yeah,
look
I gotta
at
play
social mode. Look
I gotta
at
play
media.
Fortnite.
Yeah, I gotta play Fortnite and
Call of Duty.
Call of Duty. Anyway,
It's almost that time.
Well, make me a Hot Pocket. I'm online killing everybody in Call of Duty. I'm online being a bad
guy. Anyways, it's almost that time.
Make me Hot Pocket. That guy, I forgot about him.
Yeah, he was great. What did we name him?
I don't think we did.
I don't know.
He was just the guy in the basement.
And he's so...
That lived in his mother's basement.
Thank you for listening to Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea on WTBR 89.7 and
WSBR 88.1 in Lee.
Have a good day, guys, and enjoy the rest of the afternoon and tie your shoes.
Tie your shoes.
Ooh, turn that right down.